Good morning. It's the John Gibson Morning Digestion for this August 30th. Oh, my God. We're almost in September. Labor Day weekend starting now. And that's a little bit of a doff of the hat to Rick Kay. He suggested this song the other day. I was giving him a hard time about his other suggestions, but this one's pretty good. Always one of my favorites. Okay, so the news today. First of all, there doesn't seem to be much Trump news. New York Times running something from Nate Cohn. That's their statistics and polling expert. Says that two different polling methods show two different results on Trump's 2020 reelection chances. You know, if you want to get into the weeds, I mean, really deep into the weeds, this is a good piece. Washington Post, Cavuto tells Trump, we don't work for you. Of course, he's getting attaboys all around. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. You know, Fox's mandate in the beginning, Ailes told me himself, an underserved conservative audience out there, serve the conservatives. That doesn't mean, you know, just nothing but conservatives. You got to cover the news. Even conservatives want to know what the Democrats are up to. So it's not so much that it's a Trump pom-pom team, but it is, it should be, anyway, a team sticking up for the voters that turned out to vote for Donald Trump, in my humble opinion, IMHO. James Comey, New York Times, says he gets a blistering report from the IG. Washington Post says a report debunks Trump that Comey, you know, Trump's often repeated claim that he Comey released classified information. The report says no, but the Washington Post says pretty severe about Comey. Politics, Democratic rivals being nice to Lizzie is over. This is Politico. Now she's drawing these big crowds. They're tired of letting her get away with proposing big things without recognizing the cost, so they're going after her. New York. This piece is part of a trend, which is there's clearly a whole bunch of people who are not going to make the Democratic stage this next debate, September 12th, and then there's clearly a whole bunch of them that aren't going to make the next one either. And so this in the New York Times, Mayor Pete was rising. He was really coming on strong. And then came the South Bend police crisis. Fox News, Hans von Spakovsky. I always screw up his name. Sorry, Hans. Ilhan Omar has no worries about the Federal Election Commission. There's too many vacancies for a quorum, so they can't even hear the complaint about her. And the complaint is that she was funneling campaign money to her lover. And by the way, she's going around saying, well, I'm not going to talk about this. You can, yeah, I'm just not going to contribute to this conversation. Well, okay, fine. But you know what? The wronged missus isn't done talking. So it's not like it's going away, Ilhan. Washington Post, the Democrats who think staying in shape wins votes. This is the kale smoothie era of Democratic politics. Similar to the Mayor Pete story, Julian Castro flames out. This is on Politico. You can just hear the sad horns in the background. Wah, wah, wah. Washington Post, Joe Biden tells a tear-jerking war story. It would be great if it were true. He gets a whole bunch of details wrong. LA Times, Biden defends, says, hey, the essence of the story is true. Well, he says he was vice president. He was a senator. He said it was a silver star. It was a bronze star. There was something else that was wrong. Although the guy did say that it was true that he told then-Senator Biden Don't pin me on that. Don't pin that on me. I don't deserve it. The guy I was trying to save died. But it just, you know, it plays into this thing that Biden can't keep anything straight. You know, you just, and I kind of think this sounds an awful lot like the Brian Williams deal, doesn't it? It's sort of conflating several stories into one. You'd think Biden would be on guard about that now, but he's just not. Social justice warriors, an op-ed piece in the New York Post: if accused of racism, you are guilty. It comes from a Washington Post piece. Dear white people, dear fellow white people, here's what to do when you're called a racist. And the first thing you do is you admit it's true. Black Lives Matter, moving into school, indoctrinating kids. It's in the New York Post. New York Post, diversity chocolate bar backfires. This is Cadbury, and which is an English company. And they made this chocolate bar that has very dark chocolate at the bottom, and then it rises through various shades of milk chocolate till it gets to white chocolate. And this was supposed to be a commemoration of diversity in India. Well, it didn't really work at all. It just, you know, Cadbury's just getting slammed over it. I see, by the way, on my list, I had the wrong link on there, so you have to take my word for that. Washington Post, conservatives sound like pro-slavers in the Old South, which means if you're a conservative and you say you're a conservative, you're a racist. That this story has gotten, it's in the Washington Post, this story has gotten a lot of pushback from the sort of the conservative intellectual establishment. And the writers at the big conservative magazines have attacked this thing and this writer. But it is kind of disgusting. It's like, well, what you hear conservatives saying today is what you heard pro-slavery people in the Old South saying before the Civil War. LA Times, black writer in the LA Times, says Trump is a Republican Party. They've always been that way, bunch of white racists. New York Times, Germany has caught the we're all racist bug. It's about some, you know, arts festival that is saying we're all racist. Yeah, I think it was Western European democracies are based on racism and slavery. New York Times, Maplewood, New Jersey. This is a sort of an upscale enclave in Jersey, just across the Hudson River from New York City. Maplewood is racist because its neighbor, South Orange, is still a segregated school system. And apparently Maplewood and South Orange share the same school district. They've got a school integration plan that's blowing up in everybody's face, and people are angry and so forth. Washington Post, the Alabama governor, it's a woman, did blackface in a college skit. She's being attacked over it. I mean, this goes back 50 years. She refuses to resign. Climate change, New York Times. Turns out humans have been altering the Earth back 3,000 years, much earlier than thought. See? Hashtag Me Too. A ring of women recruited girls for Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, there are some pretty serious accusations here that there were various women who were recruiting high school girls for Jeffrey Epstein. Tech, a bill in the California legislature to treat drivers as employees has Uber and Lyft and DoorDash spending about $90 million to fight it. That's in the New York Times. Wall Street Journal, Facebook says it did great in the Brazil elections, tamped down fake news. Turns out, not so much. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, New York Times. Donnie Fritz dies. He's a piano player for Kris Kristofferson. I note that because somebody should. New York Times, women sue porn producers for lying to them. Okay, well, you know, everybody has a right to sue. But seriously, you believe a porn producer? I mean, the lie was, oh, this is going overseas. It's not going to be on the internet. People here won't see it. And, well, of course they did. So, you know, they're embarrassed because they've been, that's Peggy Sue. In the Washington Post, and this is everywhere, by the way, I just picked the Washington Post version. China arrests three Hong Kong activists trying to tamp down all these protests. A Washington Post, vaping will blow up your lungs. It's not as safe as they say. Wall Street Journal, Japan has its first aircraft carrier since World War II and wants to buy some American F-35s. Wall Street Journal, hey, it turns out there's a genetic link to gayness. Not one gene, but a combination of genes. I don't know. Some kind of science. I'm sure somebody will object to this. New York Post, the New York Times caves and revises the story again after an uproar that it was too soft on the Tea Party. This is a Jeremy Peters story. And, there's like just a revolt inside that place. Peters writes a story, and then his colleague, Paul Krugman, attacks him on Twitter. And so they change the story to make Paul Krugman happy and others who were upset about it. Okay, so I am encouraging you to call the Bitch Box at 859-544-2766. I got a bunch of calls yesterday. I'm hoping for a bunch of calls today for the podcast. And encouraging you to write to me at host@johngibson.com. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. Now, it may be you, maybe somebody else, but I'll just tell you. People are send me friend requests on Facebook. And if I don't know them, I actually don't accept them. And the reason is my Facebook page has just turned into a god-awful screaming match with old liberal friends of mine who just like troll the hell out of me. And I'm just kind of sick of it. And I'm sick of seeing these fights erupt with people who were Facebook friends who I friended some time ago, and I haven't gone in and purged because I didn't want them insulted. But I'm just not accepting new friends on my Facebook page because it's just turned into a mess, god-awful mess. But Twitter is alive and well. So if you want to see what I'm doing, I tweet a lot lately. And I encourage you to check out Twitter at Gibson Radio. And encourage you to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already at johngibson.com. And tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast at johngibson.com. I need more subscribers. Okay, so this is, once again, a sort of hat tip to Rick Kay. I actually don't know why they didn't have a second hit. But I love this one when it came out. All right, so I'm going to let this go right to just short of 15 minutes.